This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A rescue ship has launched into orbit to the International Space Station. Russia launched the rescue ship for two cosmonauts and a NASA astronaut whose original ride home sprang a dangerous leak while docked at the ISS. The new empty Soyuz capsule arrived at the orbiting lab last Sunday. The capsule leak in December was caused by a micrometeorite that punctured an external radiator, draining it of coolant. The same thing appeared to happen again earlier this month on a docked Russian cargo ship. Camera views showed a small hole in each spacecraft. The Russian space agency proceeded with last Friday's pre-dawn launch from Kazakhstan of the capsule with bundles of supplies strapped into the three seats. The capsule safely reached orbit 9 minutes after liftoff, a perfect ride to orbit, NASA Mission Control's Rob Navias reported from Houston. The three men launched in the now-damaged Soyuz capsule last September on what should have been a six-month mission. It was deemed too risky to bring NASA's Frank Rubio and Russia's Sergei Prokopyev and Dmitry Petelin back in their damaged Soyuz capsule as originally planned. With no coolant, the cabin temperature would spike during the trip back to Earth, potentially damaging computers and other equipment and exposing the suited-up crew to excessive heat. Until the new Soyuz capsule is prepared for the return trip, emergency plans call for Rubio to switch to a SpaceX crew capsule that's docked at the space station. The damaged Soyuz capsule will return to Earth with no one aboard by the end of March so that engineers can examine it. The damaged supply ship was filled with trash and cut loose over the weekend, burning up in the Earth's atmosphere. Last-minute technical trouble forced SpaceX to call off last week's attempt to launch four astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA. The countdown was halted with just 2 minutes remaining until liftoff from Kennedy Space Center. With just a split second to blast off, there was no time to deal with the problem, which involved the engine ignition system. Strapped into the capsule atop the Falcon rocket were two NASA astronauts, one Russian cosmonaut, and one astronaut from the United Arab Emirates. They had to wait until all the fuel was drained from the rocket, an hour-long process, before getting out. The crew, including the first astronaut from the United Arab Emirates assigned to a months-long mission, will replace four space station astronauts who have been up there since October. In the Montana legislature, Senate Bill 497 that threatened Montana's public stream access and would have empowered private landowners to block access to our waters was killed on the Senate floor last week. The bill was introduced by Republican Senate Majority Leader Steve Fitzpatrick of Great Falls. During debate, the bill was rejected 14-36, with 20 Republicans joining all Democrats to oppose the bill. The bill was a direct attack on Montana's right to access streams and rivers for fishing, hunting, floating, and outdoor recreation. Senate Bill 497 would have limited how prescriptive easements related to stream access could be acquired, and it would have made it more difficult for citizens to defend the right to public access by denying them attorney's fees when they won public access cases. The bill would have created a way for private landowners to remove public access. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Pat Flowers said, "There aren't many things more dear to Montanans than being able to access their streams and rivers the way we've been able to do all our lives. The last thing we want to do is have a hearing that no sportsman or sportswoman knew was going on and then strike down their rights. If we're going to do this, we need to do this with a bright light and everyone in the room." It's believed the bill was brought at the behest of Republican Governor Greg Gianforte, who sued the state to remove a public access easement on his property that provides public access to the East Gallatin River for fishing. Gianforte bought property with a public access easement on it near Manly Road on the East Gallatin River. Gianforte's parcels include much of the waterfront between the state-owned East Gallatin Recreation Area and the Cherry River Fishing Access Site, including popular and long-standing river access points. Gianforte lost his lawsuit to block public access through the easement and so tried to change the law to allow private landowners to block public access through easements. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.